Hey there, friend, it's Denise here, and before we start today's episode, I just have a favor to ask. Very soon, I'm launching my business training course about finding your ideal clients, offer, marketing, and business model, etc. And I get requests for business coaching all the time. So this really is a rare opportunity to get my eyes on your business and your money stuff. Now, we're really close to wrapping up our launch plan for this year, but before we do, can I please just get your thoughts in a quick survey? If you go to denisedt.com/survey, it will just take a couple of minutes to answer a couple of questions about where you need help in your business right now. So that again is denisedt.com/survey. Thanks a million. I'm really excited to launch it again this year and to help you and your business grow. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Start your business for the freedom of time. Now you're tired of the hustle and grind. There's gotta be a better way. It's time to listen to Chill and Prosper. Welcome to Chill and Prosper. You're ready to chill and prosper with Denise Duffield Thomas.
Hey, hey, it's Denise here, and welcome to another episode of Chill and Prosper. On today's episode, we are talking about failing businesses and tricky economic times. Oh, what a joyful episode this will be. But hopefully, if you have been feeling fearful, or, you know, in a scarce mode or worried about failure, then hopefully you'll feel a little bit better after today's episode. So I'm actually going to start with talking about economy a little bit, because I feel like this is just so present for so many people at the moment. You know, we're kind of being told that, oh, well, the stock market's at its greatest high and unemployment's at low again, but I still feel that most people are really feeling the pinch. People are feeling stressed about money, about the cost of living, about, you know, all sorts of things. And, you know, companies start to lay people off, all of these things, right? And then I've seen people in the online world say that their launches aren't going as great, all of the things. Okay, so I want us to take a deep breath, feel into that a little bit, because there are knock-on effects when these things happen, but it doesn't have to be disastrous, okay? So I think it is important to acknowledge that there are challenging times globally, and not just because of economies and recessions that may or may not be happening, that we're getting told that it's not, but there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of unrest happening globally. Okay, so let's talk about that for a second too. There's a lot of civil unrest. There are a lot of political upheavals in a lot of countries. You know, elections and all things like that. There are horrible things going on around the world with genocides and famine and, like, oh my God, so many horrible things. As well as then you have a lot of environmental things happening at the moment. So, you know, we've got floods and bushfires, and these things will continue, you know, especially as, let's face it, the world is heating up, right? So how does that all feel in your body? Because I'll be honest, sometimes it feels a lot. And I'm someone who is prone to anxiety. I have had periods of depression and anxiety in my life, but also I am a real, I'm a bit of a worrywart. I'm a Virgo, but I really worry about things. You know, I worry, I've always been like that, even as a kid, worrying about the environment and worrying about what's happening all over the world. And it makes me feel very helpless. Okay. So I just wanted to acknowledge that it's not all like happiness and light. There are very serious things happening around the planet. And I saw this video from Angelina Jolie. So obviously she's an actress, but she's an activist. She's been someone who's been an activist for a long time. And she said something that both depressed me and empowered me. She said when she started doing work with the United Nations and a lot of the work that she does with refugee organizations around the world, she was like, I had this naive view that, you know, there are inalienable human rights and everyone knows what they are and they're written down. And when we see things that are against that, someone's going to go, hey, you're not, you know, looking after someone's human rights. Stop that. And she's like, yeah, but it doesn't happen in the real world. Like, there's no one in charge. There's no one policing things. There's no one who is applying those things fairly. You know, there's human rights for some people, but not for others. There's human rights for some people, but not if business interests are involved. And the world is very unfair, and there's no one in charge. And for a couple of days, I felt really depressed about that. And then I was like, oh, there's no one in charge. Okay, so then, like, I guess we can just do all we can do, and no one can stop us either, right? And there has to be some way of crowding out some of that bad stuff. No one's coming to save us. Like, we are the ones, right? And I felt like a glimmer of a little bit of hope around that, of going, okay, well, you know what? I'm part of this change. And I have to admit too, some of me is always like, oh, it's my fault. I have to fix it all. No, it's not. Okay, so that is all happening in the world. And maybe you're feeling this in your business where people aren't buying as much, people aren't buying as often, your regular clients aren't buying, all of those things due to these factors: financial constraints, anxiety about the world, health issues. God, we didn't even talk about the ongoing health issues that people are experiencing from a global pandemic, with people with long COVID and things like that. And, you know, oh my God, this is such a great positive episode already. So I think it's good for us just to go, okay, that is the state of play. You know, if we were president of the United States, that's the state of the union. This is where we're at. So now what? Now what are we going to do? Okay. And this is where it starts to become tricky, because we go, well, what do we do? What are we responsible for? Are we here to help change the planet globally? Are we here to be an environmentalist? What are we here to do? And I think there's a big expectation for so many of us, especially in the online space, in the personal development space, that we will be across everything that's happening in multiple countries, and you have to be aware politically, and you have to know what's going on everywhere. And it can make certain personalities feel very helpless, that we have to be all the things, do all the things for everybody. And that can be hard. And I feel that as well, right? So there's one part of our brain that has to be like, okay, these bad things are happening. What's in my control there? Okay, I can donate money. I can speak out if it feels I need to do that. I can write to my politicians. But also, I have a life too that's important to me to live. And I want to be able to live a creative life and create success and abundance for my family, and to experience things that I want to experience. How do we reconcile those two things? I don't know sometimes, because there can be a lot of guilt attached to that. And I've had people say, I can't believe, you know, you're posting about this thing. How dare you, when there's like genocide happening? And I'm like, there's genocides happening all the time. And that doesn't mean that me posting about something that's happening in my life means that I'm not aware of it or cognizant of it, but also I can't control it. And it's a very helpless feeling to feel that, of going, what is in my control and how can I help? And it's really, really hard, right? So let's talk about that guilt for a second, of going, not everything's my responsibility, but I am a global citizen and I can contribute. I can contribute in whatever way I can. Sometimes I only have time. Sometimes I only have a voice. Sometimes I only have money. I know that sounds weird to say I only have money, but it's like sometimes you don't have energy, but you can donate. Sometimes you don't have money, but you can have the energy to advocate or to protest or to organize. You can witness. There's so many different ways that we can do that. And we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, especially I think if you're in female-dominated groups. I do not see this in the male-dominated groups. I don't feel like they're holding each other to that account as much. I see it a lot more in the female-dominated groups, where it's like, you know, you should know what's happening and you have to like speak out, and you have to donate money and you have to do this. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, because yeah, we should. We absolutely should. That's a privilege. But it also can feel helpless for a lot of us, right? So if this is all true, and people are struggling a little bit, what do you do about that? Because you still want to pay your bills, you still want to be able to help your clients, you still want to be able to create abundance for yourself. And so there are in any economy people who are actually doing really well and businesses that are booming and thriving. And they also need support too, right? And you might have heard me say this exact example before, but it was such a profound thing for me when I was getting a cubby house made for our kids. And I contacted them in September and they said, maybe by Christmas. And I was like, what? This is like this tiny little shed company that does garages and sheds. You know, just those companies that you see, they don't even have like a proper website. They've got no social media presence. Their branding colors are like lime green and black. You know, they're just like, they're not a sexy company, right? And I'm like, how are you so busy? And he was like, this is the busiest year we've had for like 10 years because everyone's at home. They want their shed done. They want their garage done. They want their cubby house done. We're so busy. And I was like, oh my God, I never would have thought that. You think of some other businesses that have been crazy, crazy busy. So especially in my town, but I know this has happened a lot globally too. How many people do you know got a dog in the last couple of years? I got two dogs in the last couple of years. And I was doing the numbers and I was like, wow, we spent $25,000 last year on doggy daycare, shampooing, clipping, you know, like beds for the dogs because they ruined their food, injections because one of our dogs got an allergy, you know, like all this stuff, toys, all the things, like 25 grand. Okay, I'm super privileged. Thank you. I'm sorry for even mentioning that number. But I was like, there are so many people who have dogs that my dog groomer, she's always booked out. I missed a slot recently. She couldn't book me in for like 6 weeks. That's it. I had to pay her a cancellation fee. Fine. But I was like, wow, she is so busy. And I was like, there could be three times more of those people. There could be dog walkers and doggy daycare. Like, so our doggy daycare people, they come and pick them up in a bus and they take them. And it's like the cost of daycare, like regular daycare, right? Again, yes, I'm privileged that my dogs have this life, right? But I was like, those companies need they need social media. They need websites. They need accountants. They need bookkeepers. They need uniforms because they have new staff. They need new buses because they're so busy. They need people to do vacation care. All of these things, like, every successful business has a ripple effect. But the people who are being successful, they might not be the normal customers that you are working with. They might be completely different people. And so look for those opportunities. Look for those opportunities that people really need you right now. And know that the people that you have served, they might come back in the future. But you do have to get that beginner mindset a little bit and be creative and go, who needs me? Sometimes you have to hustle. Sometimes you have to be adaptable to navigate changing circumstances in your business and to navigate different things and to shift and change and be nimble. Okay, but don't internalize it. Don't make it be like, oh, people aren't buying because I suck. Oh, people aren't buying because they don't like me. People aren't buying because my prices are too high. No, they might be buying because they just don't have, they might not be buying because they just don't have that disposable income right now, but someone else might. Someone else might really, really need you right now. And so the affirmation I always use is, they would if they could and they will again. They would if they could and they will again. To stop internalizing and personalizing the slower sales. Okay? All right. So we're going to go on to the next topic in a second. So I said, you know, we're talking about economic times and all of those kind of things. Let's talk about maybe the next phase of that, of a failing business, like what to do about failures, things that might not be going so great right now. What do you do with that? And how do you turn that around? Okay, I'll see you right after the break.
Hey, animal lovers. My name is Leslie Nace. I live in Vermont in the U.S. I help people and pets who share their lives, connect and bond on a deeper level. I read Lucky Bitch, Rich Bitch when I was looking for a female role model. that was a successful online entrepreneur. Denise showed me that if I let go of my old money beliefs and started believing in myself, I could turn my talents into a successful online business. I had to work through the notion that no one would pay a higher price for my services. For me, Denise became the mentor I needed to push my business forward and live the life I dreamed of. I also learned that my ideal clients stayed with me as I increased my prices, launched online courses, and designed bundle packages that fit their needs. If you're looking to let go of what was and create a new life, then I highly recommend any and all of Denise's books. And don't forget to sign up for her emails for the latest chillpreneur tips.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you for coming back, because obviously that was a bit of a heavy first part of the podcast. I wanted to say that though, and I know I did it in a very clumsy way, but we have to acknowledge the things that are happening in the world. We really do. And it's also okay that you still want to have a business, you still want to create success for yourself. Okay, so people often ask me about business failures, and I actually have seen a lot of people closing their businesses recently. Businesses that no longer serve them, businesses that don't work in its current format, all of those things. So let me talk about that a little bit. I've seen a lot of physical shops close down. So people who have a physical presence, you know, like a toy store or an art store or a stationery store or whatever, I've seen people close those down. And I don't feel like that is the end sometimes for people's businesses. You know, I've seen then people pivot to doing them online instead and making that happen instead of having a physical presence, which, you know, has a lot of costs involved in it, especially when you have a lease and things like that. I've seen people shut down online businesses too for various reasons, slower sales, but also changing and shifting circumstances in people's lives, you know, and I totally appreciate that now that, perimenopause for me, at the start was huge. Like, it was such a life shift and such a energy shift that I was like, how am I supposed to run a business with like no brain power, you know? And I take HRT and all this kind of stuff. I take everything. I'm not like, oh, I'll just do natural. I'm like, give me all the things. But I still feel like, you know, I'm not like I used to be. And sometimes it does take me a little while to find a word, or I have to prepare a little bit more because my brain's not as nimble as it used to be, right? And so I can see now like why people would shut down businesses with something like that happening, where you just go, I can't cope anymore. Sometimes people shut it down because of a chronic illness. I've seen people who've had to do it because, you know, they've had breast cancer, or they've had to take on caring responsibilities for people in their lives who have been sick, and they've had to shut things down. I've seen people have like mental health crises, and they've had to shut things down because they cannot cope anymore with things. So it's totally okay and normal for this to happen. But of course, if it happens to you, it feels like a catastrophic failure. And it feels like this is the end, and this is it. You know, and I have not necessarily had like a massive big failure that was public. I've had lots of little failures, mostly in my 20s and early 30s, where I would try a lot of things and they didn't work. But I didn't have a lot of investment in it. I could just pick up and just try something else. So I totally get it if it's someone out there who's listening who's just like, yeah, but now I have this debt, or now I have all this unsold inventory, or now I have this big gaping kind of feeling of failure, regret, and just feels like shit, right? So let's talk about that. The first thing I want to say is this is just normal. Like, it is normal, a normal part of being in business. You look at Richard Branson, Virgin Cola, you cannot buy that anymore. Virgin Brides, it was wedding dress shops, did not work. did not work. And even, you know, some of his newer ventures, like I'm sure the cruise ship line will go great. But they had to, like, I think the pandemic derailed that for a little bit, right? He has so many business failures, but he picks himself up and he's just like, yep, okay, that's fine. We'll just start again. And I'm sure he's been close to bankrupt many, many times. He skates close to the edge a lot, right? So it is just, it does happen. But that doesn't mean it feels good. It's okay to acknowledge the grief. It's okay to take time off and grieve for that. And it is a little death in a way. It can be a death of a dream. It can be disappointing people. It can be like debts and having to negotiate all of those things. It's okay to, you know, really feel the feeling of that. But that doesn't mean that you as a person are a failure. It just means that sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes things have a natural end point. And sometimes things are like ahead of their time. Like my friend Carly Nimmo, she talks a lot about how she started a co-working space. And this is like way before co-working spaces were really a thing. Way before like pandemic and all that kind of stuff probably wrecked, you know, the newer ones. But like she was a visionary ahead of her time. And people didn't really understand what a co-working space would be. And she lost a lot of money and she considered it a big failure for a long, long time. But the thing was, it wasn't a failure. She tried so hard and it was amazing and it would have been amazing, but it was ahead of its time, you know? And so some things have a timing to it. Some things have a natural end point and some things just don't work out, right? But here's another thing too, is that no one can take away the skills that you learned from that failed business. I had a business called Raw Brides Transformation Plan, where I helped people lose weight for their wedding, right? Not my area of expertise, so feel so random now. But I did one launch, I had one person on the course, and then I decided to shut it down. I didn't feel like it was a failure necessarily because I was just like, oh my God, someone paid me to help them with something. But I realized that so many people are like, oh, I've invested money and time into this, so therefore I have to continue it. Like, for example, you might have created a website, you might have created assets or marketing materials or a logo, and you're like, but I can't quit now. I've invested all this time and energy, right? Which is what I had done for that business. And then I was like, oh my God, but it took so long to create a sales page for that. No one can ever take that away from me. Now I know how to do a sales page easier next time. I had never done like calls before, like online calls, online webinars, never had done that before. And I was like, now I know how to do that for my next course. I'd never put together a course before. You know, and I think of my first couple of times that I did some of my other courses, like they weren't great. But I was like, now I know how to put together a course. Now I know how to build, you know, like a page that has like information on it and a video and how to do a handout. I know how to do those things. And that was, I feel like, my apprenticeship in learning how to run an online business. I completely saw it in a positive light. And so whatever business failures you've had, nobody can take away that experience from you. And like, I actually, I know this sounds really bad if you're in it, but I'm like, oh my God, you can make lemonade out of this. You know, any business failure, people love hearing about failures. They love hearing about that more than successes, I feel like. So I'm like, that's a chapter in your book. That's a talk. That's an Oprah interview. You can talk about that on podcasts. Like, you can make lemonade out of any of those things. And you can talk about it and help people and be a cautionary tale. And you can't always do that straight after. That's why I always say you can grieve for it and take a moment for it and see it in a different light. But I think you can't do that until you do some inner work, some forgiveness work. And literally write down all the things that you want to forgive yourself around it. It could be forgiving yourself for failing, for not for what you perceive as not trying hard enough, for clients not showing up, for people letting you down. Sometimes businesses fail because someone ripped you off. Sometimes, you know, it failed because of a business partner or someone dodgy. It might have failed because of economic things out of your control. It might have failed because of red tape out of your control. I'm dealing with that at my farm. There's a lot of red tape. It's been an absolute fucking disaster. That's out of my control. You know, so you can write down all those things and say, like, what can I forgive myself for? What am I blaming myself for that doesn't even have anything to do with me? But where do I need to really do that inner work? Because it can really, I see people who have a big failure, they never try again. They never try again because they're so traumatized by it. And it can feel like trauma. It can feel really stressful, especially if you let people down. I've had friends who had to shut down businesses or events. They weren't able to refund people through no fault of their own. I've seen a business recently where like FedEx or one of the, you know, DHL or whatever, they lost all of their orders. So they had to replace that. They had to replace that to their customers. It cost them so much money as a small business that they almost went under from it. You know, and that's out of their control, right? But you would still blame yourself for letting people down, for not being able to fulfill on your things, or not being able to refund people, letting people down, disappointing people. And that's going to happen. I've had a friend who she had to cancel her conference 30 days before the event. That let people down. People had paid for flights and accommodation and she felt terrible about it. And I think there's something there about the honesty of going, I'm so sorry. I've really screwed up. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I'll try and make amends. And sometimes your amends are just, you know, like acknowledging and saying sorry. Sometimes it's like, at some point I will pay you back in the future, or I will create something else for you. I think as part of that self-forgiveness, you know, you can write that down. You can make a ritual out of this. Separating yourself from a failed business. You can burn old files. You can cut up old business cards, old marketing materials, just so that it's not a constant reminder of your failure and like a constant reminder of, you know, like, oh my, this burden. Just let it go. Let it go. And that self-forgiveness thing, I think, is just, it is so powerful. So, again, a bit of a Debbie Downer episode, but I do have one final thought for you that I want to leave you with after the break. Okay, see you in a sec.
Hey, Denise, it's Mariah with Bear Heart Boudoir on the Central Coast of California. Just got done listening to Get Rich, Lucky Be for the second time. And my biggest takeaway is when you talk about taking care of your skin, when you first start to take care of it, you're really excited, and then you get a little blemish. And you just have to push past that and keep it going, because that clear skin is going to happen. Well, we have been manifesting great things this year. I manifested myself a free facial, which was phenomenal, our ideal clients. And then we had a little blemish. My husband was in a very severe paramotoring accident, and he broke his paramotor in addition to breaking his neck. However, he was quite lucky, and he walked away from that accident. Now, yes, a little bummed because he broke his paramotor. However, he's walking and talking and breathing, which makes us so happy. Now, I knew that he would be a little bummed with not having a paramotor, but we sent positive energy. We manifested it. And 2 days ago, all of his friends got together and bought him a new paramotor, which is worth thousands of dollars. Now, yes, we got past that blemish, and I am ready for clear skin and positivity. Thank you so much, Denise.
Okay, welcome back. So this is a quote from Lupita Nyong'o, who is an amazing actress. She's been in lots of things. There's a really great quote. It's only when you risk failure that you discover things. When you play it safe, you're not expressing the utmost of your human experience. It's only when you risk failure that you discover things. When you play it safe, you're not expressing the utmost of your human experience. From Lupita Nyong'o. Oh my gosh, I really love this, because there are a lot of people who will never experience anything big because they're afraid to try. They're afraid to put themselves out there. They're afraid to try because they don't want to get out of their comfort zone. And anything that you've failed in is because you had the guts to try. And that's how you discover things. That's how you learn. That's how you express being human. All right. So I would love to hear your business failures. Hit me up. I'm at DeniseDT on social media. You can send me a DM or you can just, if you're feeling brave, share this episode with your community and share a failure that you haven't wanted to talk about, that you've been ashamed to talk about. Because once you talk about it, the shame does go, especially if you can then turn it into lemonade for other people to learn from your experiences. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear from you, and I will see you on next week's episode of Chill and Prosper. All right. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Chill and Prosper. Tell your friends to chill and prosper. Review and subscribe. We hope you had a very good time.